if they play with you, they may play hard, and that's part of the point. But remember that it's all a game. It's all to make fun, to have fun. And, for example, they'll steal your shoes, but they'll never steal both shoes. They'll only steal one.
That's probably why you only see one on the highway.
Yeah, that's it. They'll steal one, which leaves you hopping, which is funny to them. You know, what they're trying to do is create laughter. They're trying to create hilarity. They're trying to make you lose a little bit of yourself and loosen up and have some fun.
One year, one of them, we were lining up before we left, 8 o'clock in the morning, and he had evidently not been home since last Mardi Gras. He was on all fours, and he'd crawl from trailer to trailer, and he wouldn't talk to anybody, wouldn't say anything, he wouldn't do anything, but invariably, he untied every pair of shoes that were around that trailer by getting underneath and just shoop, 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 shoop. He untied them all. And everybody's standing there not noticing, having a gay old time. You look down and your shoes are untied. But that's what he did. And then he'd circle back. If they noticed, he'd circle back and undo them again. So it was his way of expressing, I guess he was in control.
There you go. By the way, Georgie didn't say, but she made this mask. You made that one?
No, this is an antique.
That's
one.
That's an antique? But you made your costume.
Yes, and yours.
Isn't it? And mine.
And a long time ago.
A long time, about 20 years ago.
Yes.
It's worse for the wear.
But, no, it looks. Wait, it doesn't look like this one. This one looks like a virgin costume. It hasn't been washed yet.
There's yours no virgin like, in this one.
No, I would not think. No. Wait, if we had a bishop here, we could bless you.
This one's been in places that I wish I could tell you all about, but if I did, I'd have to kill you.
You'd have to remember first. You'd have to remember where you've been.
Well, there's that, too.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad all of you got to come. If you're around tomorrow around 3 o'clock, right here in the street in the front, we will be coming in with anywhere from 700 to 800 little bitty Mardi Gras, and they are so cute. But I think my grandmother and my in-laws would be very proud to know that we have passed the tradition on to that many children. The only part that they wouldn't get is the fact that we stopped 3 or 4 different schools here in town to let them chase chickens. And instead of being like the grown-ups, just opening another can of beer, these come back crying because they didn't get a chicken. So you have to console them because there's only one chicken and there's so many little Mardi Gras, but it's adorable to see how many of them show up in authentic costume. So I know that the effort on the behalf of the old timers is finally sinking in. I can die happy.
There you go.
Thank you.
I hope you don't very soon. Miss George Emanuel. Georgia, one last story. The play that you will see can look really intense. It can be, sometimes it'll take your breath away what people will come up with, the payas, you know, playing. And one of the best examples was at the Church Point Mardi Gras. We have our bass player who's from Church Point. Where do you go? La Sionaria La Bala. He's from Church Point. This kid, it was a 12-year-old kid. Mardi Gras is a lot about inversion and turning yourself into, you know, the other. He had put a beard on. He was 12 years old, but he had a big beard. So he had symbolically aged himself, you know. And I have a picture of him drinking from a Schlitz can, a beer can. And it was kind of shocking, you know. I mean, I knew it was Mardi Gras, but I mean, that was pretty out there. 12-year-old kid drinking a beer. So I asked him about it. I said, you know, what's this about? He said, oh, it's just Coke, but boy, it's really bothering the old ladies. So keep in mind, sometimes things that look really intense are really just playful.
What it looks like. Running Mardi Gras about 10 years ago, and this kid came up to one of my friends, and he said, your husband is here. She said, no, he's not. He doesn't run Mardi Gras. He said, the hell he doesn't. I've been working for y'all since I was in the 8th grade, walking behind that man. You see that Mardi Gras over there and that, like, green and yellow thing over there? She said, yeah. He says, it's your husband. She said, do I have to tell you you've known us for this all these years? He doesn't run Mardi Gras. So she proceeds to leave where we are and walk up the half block to where the Mardi Gras was. And if you know one thing, you do not ever, under any circumstances, remove a Mardi Gras mask.
Oh, no. No.
Uh-uh. And the veil in the back, some of them are long. Some of the headdresses have long veils in the back to cover the back of the hair. You want to cover your hands. You don't want to wear your normal everyday shoes. And, of course, you cover the back of your... Well, he's standing on the road like the cat that swallowed the canary. And she circled him. She didn't touch. She circled him, and she circled him. And by the time all of this was taking place, they were about a half a block up the road. Then I saw this, and I thought, uh-oh, she knows he's here. But he had been there. Never in all the years that we had been out running Mardi Gras together had he ever come one time. And it took an employee of theirs who had spent his young childhood years walking behind them at their business. He said, break both his legs. If that's not him, but that's your husband. I know the walk. And that man had been at Mardi Gras, on and off our trailer, back and forth to the beer truck, dancing up a storm, and she had never, ever noticed. So my kid was one way, but these people had been married 40, 50 years by this time. No excuse.
Y'all have fun out there. George Emanuel, thank you. Quelque chose qui s'appelle Johnny peut pas danser. We'll be right back. Johnny, Papa don't say. Yeah. Vous jouez la valse de Baïtèche? Terry? Yeah. Mais je sens M. Nathan Abshire des années passées, puis une des plus belles valses qui a jamais été faite, moi, pour nous. Une chose qui s'appelle la valse de Baïtèche.
On va aller un petit peu de quelque chose de différent dans la chanson. So just watch it. Not sure what's going to come out of this one. Let's see. The body of... Okay, gear it up, Reg.
That's the Bayou Tesh that runs right through the Norwegian woods. By the way, for those of you who will be staying around for a little while, there's an awful lot to do, a lot of music tonight after the show. Briggs Brown and the Cajun Cousins are going to be playing outside on the street. And the Pine Leaf Boys and Horace Trajo and Austin Express could be playing to the Lakeview Barn Dance. And Wallace Trajo and Rice and Gravy are going to be at Ruby's. Tonight, tomorrow, there's music all day long, all over the street and in the clubs and venues here in town. Monday, I'd like to invite any of you who'd like to come to the Jean Lafitte Center next door. Let's see, that way. The Jean Lafitte Center, we're going to be doing a presentation on Mardi Gras traditions and history and variety beginning at noon. And you're all welcome to come. There's lots of music going on that day, too. And, of course, Mardi Gras Day, Tuesday, all sorts of music going on all day long while the courier goes around the countryside collecting chickens. Hope you have a great time. Hope you find a Mardi Gras that you can participate in and watch. And like to also remind everybody that next week, back a long time ago, they would have shut down for Lent.
Yep.
Not anymore.
Oh.
Next week, March 8th, we're going to have Swamp Pop Night. It's a Warren Storm, Willie T and Cypress are going to be here. Yeah. March 15th, Cheryl Cormier at Cajun Sounds, our birthday. Is she going to be here? And March 22nd, Milford Seymour, something called From Wagon Wheels to Sundown. And March 29th, Sank Samedi, Don Mars. March 29th, Mr. Jackie Calle, Ivy Dugard, and Cajun Cousins. Y'all keep in touch and come back and see some of these wonderful musicians. What's that about? Emma Day. Two-step. I'd like to take just a moment to send our best wishes and heartfelt sympathies to the family and friends of Al Berard, one of our wonderful musicians, wonderful human beings that we lost this week. And this next song was one of his favorite songs. Maybe we could play this in his honor.
That's why it's on the list.
Something called The Lover's Waltz
for
Al and his family. Terry Hubal.
We love you, Al.
On a temps pour une autre chanson dans le show à soir. We've got time for more song. And I'd like to thank the Basil Mardi Gras for coming out. And Miss George Emanuel. And, of course, the band Jambalaya doing a great job for us again tonight. On va finir avec le breakdown. On va jouer quelque chose qui s'appelle le breakdown de Lafayette pour tout quelqu'un qui a jamais eu un breakdown à Lafayette. We'll be right back.